Listener's discretion is advised. Good evening to all the parties who are listening here tonight on this edition of Random Stuff. Now, let's begin with what happened last week or a few days ago. Yes, I'm talking about the Ketanji Brown Jackson confirmation. Well, how did it go? Well, she got confirmed. And none better happier than the host of The Late Show on CBS. So, take it away, Late Show guy.
Hey, quick question. Quick question, little poll in the room. Anybody remember 2 days ago when I came out here and told you that Ketanji Brown Jackson had made it out of the Judiciary Committee and was definitely going to be America's first black female Supreme Court justice? And we all went, woo! Woo! That was fun. Want to do that again?
Yeah!
Well, this afternoon, the U.S. Senate voted to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, making her America's first black female justice. Oh, woo! That's nice. That's nice.
I know.
That feels good.
Very nice.
That is nice.
Come on, man.
That is, she is a justice so nice we wooed her twice. Here's the moment history was made.
On this vote, the yeas are 53, the nays are 47, and this nomination is confirmed.
Ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, is what I will be saying in a few months when she's actually sworn in. It's a long process. We'll woo again. President Biden seemed to understand the history of the moment. Shortly afterward, the White House released this photo of the president and the next justice of the Supreme Court sharing a hug. It's a very touching moment. You know, it was really beautiful. You know, taking that moment to recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
It was reminiscent of when Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed and the former president helped him do a keg stand. Not easy at his age. Not easy at all. It's worth, you know.
Well, it's very positive, but there's also a negative on this world, especially for Donald J. Trump, because everyone who has watched one of Donald Trump's videos said that had he not won the election, that probably, but only Jimmy Kimmel knows about that little video that I was talking about.
YMCA? I don't know. But the most important Trump moment of the weekend was from an interview he did over the summer in which he talks about a deal that went sideways, a deal he allegedly made with the president of South Korea.
I said to him, you got to pay $5 billion. He said, no. We had a deal. He was going to pay $5 billion. $5 billion a year. But when I didn't win the election, he had to be the happiest.
Wait, what was that you said?
When I didn't win the election...
We must have heard that incorrectly.
But I didn't win the election.
Oh, my God. Well, there you go. All you have to do is get him alone before he's had his morning box of waffles and Diet Coke, and the truth slips right out of his mouth. One more time, just so we...
But I didn't win the election.
Yes. Good for him. Put that on a hat.
Well, that was uneventful for Donald Trump. And Kimmel just having fun with it. Now, the USFL kicked off earlier tonight, and the Birmingham Stallions defeated the New Jersey Generals by the final score of 28-24. And by that, this is the first game since the 1985 USFL Championship. But this is a very new version of the USFL, so it feels new. And there's going to be three more games to be played tomorrow. But after this brief ad, we're going to get to some quarantine while segment, so stay tuned.
Now that vaccines have been approved for children 5 and up, it's time for parents to decide which COVID protection is best for their family. Introducing Ivermectin Jr., the first medication designed to treat young horses that can also be used on human children, maybe? Ivermectin Jr. comes in a variety of fun colors for the little colts and or humans running around your home.
It tastes weird.
Did I ask you how it tastes?
Eat it. And don't worry, while Ivermectin Jr. may have been intended for animals, kids are technically animals too.
Daddy, it says it's for worms.
Yeah. Gummy worms. No, but seriously, it is for horses with intestinal worms.
Rest easy knowing your child is literally as healthy as a horse. Ivermectin Jr., not the smart choice, the right choice. May cause equine madness.
Now we have...
And we're back after this brief ad, folks. Now let's get directly to the quarantine version of Meanwhile called...
Quarantine While!
Now this Quarantine While segment is all about Mike Lindell, because Mike Lindell can no longer appear on his own MyPillow commercials because of all the things that happen that surrounds Mike Lindell and all this Trump stuff. Yes, Trump stuff. And, of course, these trying to overturn the elections and things like that. Now, Jimmy Kimmel got a chance to talk to Mike Lindell and ask him for his reaction to him no longer appearing in those commercials. Or should I say, banned from appearing from his own MyPillow commercials. But still, let's go check out Kimmel's conversation with Mike Lindell.
Let's check in with Mike, because we haven't talked to him in a while, and I'm a little bit worried that he's not going to...
I personally guarantee that
this?
My pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Mike, are you there? Is Mike there? Can I speak to Mike?
Cut! Who the heck is making words on my set?
Mike, it's Jimmy. It's Jimmy Kimmel.
Dang it, Jimby, you interrupted a good thing.
I'm so sorry about that. What are you shooting there?
If you must know, the Cancel and Gretel Illuminazis said I can't hock my own pillows on the boob tube no more.
So I got
my nephew Juno stepping in as pitch man. Hold the pillow higher, Juno, like you're trying to smother the moon.
Yeah, Juno. Now, wait, I heard about this. Yeah, you are not allowed to appear in your own commercials.
I know. They're scared of me because I'm a truth teller. Like how I say the machine stole the election. Or how I say marshmallow peeps are just mice covered in sugar. Or how I blew the lid off Vin Diesel not really being bald.
Right, but wait, Vin Diesel isn't really bald?
Heck no, he's got long flowing tresses like Jared Leto, but they're shadow banning his hairdo because the deep state don't want you to see Dominic Toretto with a blowout.
Oh. Interesting.
But quiet, Juno. I'm being interviewed on ABC.
I have to tinkle.
Oh. Tinkle? You're on the clock, why, you lazy little SOB.
Oh, come on.
I knew you'd betray me, Juno. You know what? You're fired. Vamanos.
Mike, I think you're being a little bit hard on Juno there, aren't you?
Oh, bullpucky to you. If that kid wants to sell pillows, he's got to learn how to clamp off his swizzle stick.
Okay, well, but if Juno's gone, who's going to do your commercials since you can't be on it?
Don't you worry about that. My secret is I always have a backup. Don't go anywhere.
Okay. Where would I go? Right? I mean, I'm here for the duration, really. Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Hey.
Okay. Where's Mike? Where's Mike? Let's do this.
Mike, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm not Mike. I'm Mike's beautiful sister, Ophelia.
Oh, well, hello, Ophelia.
And unlike that Judge Karate Gee Brown Jackson, I know what a woman is. I'm all lady from down deep in my baby cave all the way up to my sweater potatoes.
Wait, are you and Mike twins?
Triplets, actually.
Oh.
But we ate our other brother.
Why? You ate your other brother?
We ate him up on a camping trip when we were all about 15.
Oh, no.
We ran out of trail mix and we had to make some tough decisions. Now leave me be. I gotta sell some pillows.
I'm so sorry. I'll just stand by while you do your whatever you need to do there, Ophelia.
Hi, I'm Ophelia Lindell. The government may try to muzzle my brother, but as someone who bathed with him well into our late 40s, I'm here to tell you that my pillow is the best. Pillow! Order now, and I'll throw in a train ride right up my tummy tunnel. Operators are standing by.
What?
Cut! Great job, sis. Now let's go get some tater tot hot dish. You know, you need to talk to Juno. Did you know he made a tinkle during a shoot?
No.
Yes. That's why I brought you in. I knew a certain level of professionalism was necessary.
Wow, there's Mike and Ophelia Lindell. They're twins. Well, they're triplets. One of their siblings passed away.
Whoa, how did Ophelia Lindell get into this mess? Oh, well. I'd really love to see the actual commercial with Ophelia Lindell with the My Pillow Pillow. Now, after this brief ad, we're going to listen to a song that you might know or probably not. But anyways, stay tuned, folks.
Ice Guard Windshield Scrapers. You remember our old slogan.
Ice Guard Fight Frost!
But in a new era, we have a new slogan.
Ice Guard, scrape away toxic masculinity!
Sexism is like ice stuck to the windshield of society. It's time to defrost the old boys club. Are we doing this right? Dad taught you some good lessons, like always have an ice guard. But he also taught you some bad habits, like me tooing women. That's bad. Oh, and bullying. Don't bully, except for bullying ice off your wipers. Weak female ice. Oops, forgot for a second. Ice Guard, please see us as part of the solution.
Ice Guard, please like us!
And we're back after this brief ad on this Saturday edition of Random Stuff. Now let's get to some live music. Yes, live music, but not really live, but it was live last year in another edition of Lollapalooza, where Post Malone performed there, and here to perform one of his greatest hits. Yes, one of his greatest hits. Particularly, I'm talking about Circles. Here's Post Malone.
Thank you so fucking much.
This was no fun and game. You thought that is just a sex doll. The sex doll. And I still hear the echo. I got a feeling that it's time to let it go. Let it go. Seasons change and I love it.
Much, ladies and gentlemen,
nice. No, Post Malone, thank you fucking much for your performance of your song Circles. Now, after this brief ad, we're gonna close this one out, so stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, with an exciting new business venture I can't wait to tell you about. After years of searching, I just couldn't find the right financial institution to fit my needs on account of my ties to seditionists and attempts to overturn a U.S. election. So I made a bank of my own. I call it My Bank. My Bank is a different kind of bank where we trust our customers so much we got loose pens. See? No chains on them. One time I got myself all tangled up in one of these darn things and damn near had strangled myself. Banking with My Bank is easy. Just put your cash in an envelope and mail it to My Bank at 1211-2122-1182. Bank Street, Minnetonka, Minnesota, 1121-222-2121. Once we receive your dough, it'll be stuffed into one of these luxurious Giza cotton pillowcases. Holy hell, you feel that sateen weave. And carefully accounted for by my nephew, Juno. And don't worry about security. No one would dare rob us, because this whole place is rigged to blow. But that's not all. We got safe deposit boxes to protect your priceless collections of chewing gum and kitten teeth. And My Bank is the first financial institution to deal directly in human sperm. Just fill up a jug and we'll save your baby gravy to ensure many future generations of patriotic Caucasian Americans. My Bank is proudly not backed by the FDIC because we don't need no stinking government sniffing around our loot. Void where prohibited, My Bank not responsible if your money is stolen or wet. So send all your dough to My Bank. We're not clowning around.
Clowns?
No, Juno! No!
Folks, that is it for this edition of Random Stuff. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for the Easter Sunday edition of Random Stuff, where we celebrate the final day of the Holy Week and, of course, some news and some past news, including the extinct Trump's Truth Social app. So, good night.